My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
I thank and praise God for this borewell that God has enabled us to put in this village with the prayer and support of Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Minister, Radio Ministry, and by the prayer and support of the Pastor Greg Young and the Chosen Generation Ministry, we could put the borewell in this village for the community. Before, this community was drinking dirty water, and that was really causing a lot of sickness. But now they are getting pure and fresh water, and all the community is so thankful for Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry and all the supporters. And we pray for all of you that God would bless you and God would use you so that we can put more and more borewells in a poor and a needy community, those who are really having a problem of the water. And this is this borewell we have put, and pure and fresh water is coming, and we are so thankful for all of you. Especially we thank to Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry that help us and support the borewell. Thank you. God bless you.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Nego products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of Him who has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And I believe that we will have him on here momentarily. We can see him, but I don't know if he can hear me yet. And hopefully he can. Ward, can you hear me, brother? Sometimes technology is loverly until it's not. So Ward Connerly is with me and trying to get his phone to make the proper connection so that he can hear me and so that I will be able to hear him. Well, welcome aboard. Great to have you with me. Thanks so much for being here. You're listening to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. Hour number three, and if you missed any portion of our program to this point, I strongly encourage you to be sure and check it out. You'll be able to get it at our website, chosengenerationradio.com. chosengenerationradio.com, And we will have that. We will have these links up for you not long after the program is over. Each hour separated out, so you can listen to each hour on your favorite podcast, by the way, mechanism, whether it's iTunes or TuneIn or iHeart or Giovanni or however it is that you like to listen. There's a number of them, Deezer, Spotify. All of them have the program or will have the program up on it. We encourage you to check it out. First hour, we talked with David Sumrall, who did Bloody Hill. And Bloody Hill is, of course, about the whole issue that happened at January 6th. And we talked about the connection that took place, the connection between so many things. It has been going on for quite some time, but Ruby Ridge and then Waco and then the Bundy Ranch and then what took place with Lavoie Finicum and the Wilderness Reserve and Mr. Finicum being murdered, and then January 6th. And if you've watched the real January 6th that has been done, or that was done by the Epoch Times, and they do a great job of reporting, by the way. If you watch that, Ward, can you hear me now?
I can hear you, Pastor Greg.
And I can hear you, my dear friend. Outstanding. Well, I'm so glad to have you with me. I was just kind of introducing a little bit of what we've talked about today. It's you know, it's really crazy. I mentioned at the top of the program, everybody is focused on Mar-a-Lago, which is important. There's no question. I mean, what happened in Mar-a-Lago is terrible. But they've been kicking doors down on people who just went to hear the president speak on January 6th. People who were just on the Capitol grounds, people that never even went into the Capitol, kicking their doors down. You know, since the 6th of January, in the black community, as I know you well know, and I talked with David Lowery a little bit about this last hour, these kinds of things and kicking down the wrong door and not having the right evidence and so on, this kind of stuff's been going on for many, many years. Mar-a-Lago may have brought it to a national awareness, but these kinds of out-of-control issues with a law enforcement that is breaking its own rules and laws is not brand new.
No, I don't think it is. I was thinking yesterday as I sat in the dialysis chair, where I do my best thinking, it seems, that in a society in which we, the people, are supposed to be running this joint, we don't control anything, except maybe our families, maybe the church, we have a voice, but the progressives, Pastor, have taken everything. And not only do they control it, the legislature and the governors, in many cases, but we don't even have a voice. We're not even a participant at the university and in Hollywood here in California, certainly not. And I was reflecting back on when I got involved in this whole political process as a little businessman. My first appearance was on Rush Limbaugh's radio show. And I realized at that point that the only place where we could be heard was talk radio. And if we're going to prevent this transformation that is in process in our beloved country, we're going to have to get involved more, take it seriously, and use the institution that we have, which is talk radio still, the power to vote, the initiative process. We're going to have to use those things, Pastor, to regain at least a fighting chance.
You know, I love how you bring that up, because, you know, one of the things, and I talked about Ruby Ridge and the Weavers, And I mean, they shot that woman and her baby, okay, in their living room, shot through a door and murdered Mr. Weaver's wife. And, you know, everybody wanted to attack the idea of sovereign citizen and so on. But see, that was the whole thing. It was messaging. They wanted to make sure and send the message, we're not sovereign. The only thing sovereign is the state. We are slaves to the state. That was the message that they started hammering home, what, nearly 40 years ago.
Yeah. You know, I have much sympathy for former President Trump. I voted for him twice. If it's Biden versus Trump, I'd vote for him a third time without hesitating.
Yeah.
But I'm also a law and order guy. And I believe in the institutions of law, the FBI, and I'm troubled by how do we go about reconciling those beliefs, those institutions. I guess it's the power of the vote, but I'm not so sure anymore that that's going to have the influence that it once had, because I sort of am suspicious about whether the vote is now as pure as I once thought it would be. So we're at a conundrum, as Amos and Andy's show once said, and we got a mess of problems, Kingfish. And I don't know how we're going to navigate through this mess, but if we care about the future of this country, we're going to have to take it seriously, Pastor, and figure out a way to regain influence over this institution called society, called the government, of which we are in control, supposedly.
Supposedly. Well, you bring up a really good point relative to what's going on with, you know, the FBI, and I agree with you. I'm a law and order and a rule of law type person as well. But we know, based on the evidence on the John Durham investigation, as an example, and on the Russia hoax that took place, the FBI knew the Steele dossier from immediately following the first FISA request was an illegal, was a hoax document. And yet, three more times, they requested to spy on the sitting president of the United States. That is scary that within our own government, you had a judge that would approve it and an agency that would spy on its own president, on its own boss.
Yeah. Pastor, I've come to the conclusion as one person here that if we believe in the sanctity of a person's home being sovereign, maybe we're at a point where we say it's off limits for the FBI to go to a person's home. That's going to impair law enforcement, I know. But maybe the rules of the game are such that we need to say that is the one place where you can't get a search warrant even to come into my home, look under the bed, go into the bathroom, go into whatever is in my house.
Yeah.
Maybe we say that's off limits, period.
Well, at least until such time as we can find, you know, what did God say before he destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah, right? You know, show me 10 righteous men. A big part of the problem here, right, is we can't seem to find righteous people to swear out warrants that are justifiable. The judge that was behind this, and this is a judge, by the way, who was the defense attorney for Jeffrey Epstein. I mean, mind blowing, right? I mean, isn't that just kind of wonky? I mean, it's just wonky when you stop and think about it.
Well, you know, the Fifth Amendment is the essence of the Fifth Amendment is you can't require me to incriminate myself.
Right.
What is more incriminating, Pastor, than coming into my house? If that is not sacred, if sure. I can't hide whatever I have in my house, then nothing is sacred.
Yeah.
And so I just personally think that we need to reach the point where we say that the sanctity of the individual is supreme in the country, even if we are impairing the ability of law enforcement. If you have probable cause that is of sufficient magnitude, then charge me. Bring the evidence. Charge me. And let's fight it out in court. But don't go to your pal over in the judiciary.
Right.
Get a search warrant saying, I think he's got it stored in his safe.
Yeah, I think I'm going to find something.
Safe.
Yeah. All right, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be back with more. Ward Connerly is with us. We'll talk about these progressives being out of control and some of the other areas where there's this effort to try to destroy our constitutional republic. Back with more coming up right after this brief break.
Hi, I'm Tim Schaff, certified natural health practitioner. I want to introduce you to a product that I think will interest everyone. The product is called Natural Sleep, available at cgrwellness.com. I've been seeing clients in the alternative health industry for over 40 years. One common problem seems to stand out. People just can't sleep. Maybe it's too much stress. Maybe they've gotten older. Whatever the reason, we have a solution you need to get a great night's sleep. You can find it at cgrwellness.com. Natural Sleep uses a combination of vitamin, minerals, and some very healthy calming herbals to support relaxation and calmness before sleep. It's a fast-acting liquid formula that tastes great with no negative side effects or hangover effect in the morning. And it's non-habit forming. The product's available in a 16-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com, coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO at checkout, and get $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code Chosen Gin Radio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Neither products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green fuel tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today, drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank, and start experiencing the savings.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest-growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA.
When I got MyPillow, I'm asleep almost immediately. I stay asleep at night and I wake up more well rested in the morning.
That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned.
I'm interrupting this commercial to bring you my BOGO extravaganza. For example, you get one of my Giza Dream bed sheets and you get a second set absolutely free. Or my six-piece towel sets. Buy one set, get another one absolutely free. Or get my classic premium MyPillow and get another one absolutely free. So call the number on your screen or go to MyPillow.com and use your promo code to get my buy one, get one free offers and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Negro products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topics off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. My very special guest, Ward Connerly. Ward, you were making a point in the break that I think is important, and I'd like you to do that, and then I'll respond in kind, and I'd like to kind of carry that conversation into our, into what we're discussing here. But, you know, we were talking about the areas where this assault has happened, and in particular, the area of education, and you were mentioning about, you know, addressing it at a particular level. Can you speak to that for just a minute?
Well, it occurs to me, and I've been through some grueling battles in various states, that we don't control anything as the people. We're supposed to control the country. We self-govern.
Yeah.
But we control nothing. The one area that there is still a possibility of our controlling is education. Sure. Local school boards. You know, the San Francisco Board of Education was recalled
right,
a few months ago.
The whole board.
The whole board.
Amazing.
And that
Amazing.
Was in San Francisco.
Yeah.
By the people.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, try to reclaim education.
Well,
and I'm
no,
sorry, Pastor.
No, I apologize. You go right ahead, sir.
And so we're looking at an idea that could have a powerful effect on California, where Hollywood is gone, the universities are gone to us, the progressives are in the driver's seat of everything. And we have to use what we have, a fighting chance at keeping or reclaiming, to turn this thing around.
Well, and one of those areas, you know, we talked about is, you know, in the universities and some things that could possibly be done there. But, you know, I was mentioning to you, I remember a time when we had the grammar schools, we had the middle schools, we had the high schools, and we would raise up our kids in a certain way. And then we were concerned because we started losing them at the university level. But now they've infiltrated all the way down to the grammar schools, and literally, especially with this LGBTQ idea, they're creating gender confusion amongst kindergartners, pornography and so on and so forth. So really the battle that we have in the education system has found its way all the way down to the very beginning of the process.
That's right. And we don't seem, I'm on Twitter a lot, more than I should be probably, but that is a vehicle that allows me to interact with my fellow Americans and to start building a consensus on various things. We need to, first of all, we need to understand that this is a fight. It's not an academic exercise.
Right.
We don't just watch the government, the bureaucrats, the deep state rule our lives. If that's the, if that's what we're going to do, then let's find a king and appoint him and a queen. Yeah. But I don't think we want to do that.
Right.
So we have to realize we're in a fight and reclaim those institutions that we have a chance at reclaiming, starting with the family and the church and education.
Well, and it's interesting you bring that up, and then I think about, you know, the organization Black Lives Matter, who has since taken this down off of their website. But they began their concept and their idea. Number one, it was begun by two lesbian girls, and their concept was to destroy the patriarchal family structure. That was a big part of their goal, was to destroy the traditional family value structure. They were starting in the black community, but in general, to tear that down, Ward.
I know. And we sort of looked at it as a, oh, that's interesting. And the first thing I recall was our saying, well, don't other lives matter? And they responded, no, this is Black Lives Matter. And we said, okay. And we walked away. That's where the fight should have begun. But it didn't.
And unfortunately, then we allowed things like CRT to come into the schools and to begin to tell us that because of the color of our skin, you know, if you're white, you automatically hate black people. If you're black, you automatically have friction with white people, and you have a victim mentality, and they started this with our children, Ward. Final thoughts from you, sir.
Yeah. Well, I think that there has never been a time when it is more important for us as people to understand the urgency of what's going on, the urgency of the moment that we're faced with, and to listen, and then be mobilized sufficiently to go out and fight this fight. If we don't, then all is lost, and we will look back on America as an interesting
idea. Hi, I'm Tim Schaff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years.
Hear. All right, we're out of time. Ward Connerly's been my guest. You're listening to Chosen Generation Radio. I'll be back on the other side of this break. Stay tuned for more right here at ChosenGenerationRadio.com.
It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Negro products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today.
today, drop a green fuel tab in your tank, and start experiencing the savings.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I want to give each and every one of you one last chance to get my original My Slippers. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen now. Use your promo code and you'll get your very own My Slippers for only $49.98. That's $90 off and the biggest savings ever. What makes My Slippers different is my exclusive four-layer design that you won't find in any other slippers. My Slippers' patented layers make them ultra-comfortable, extremely durable, and they help reduce stress on your feet. Not only that, they come with an indoor-outdoor sole, so you can wear them anytime, anywhere. I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable slippers you'll ever own. And now you can get them for the best savings ever, only $49.98. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen now to get your very own My Slippers for only $49.98. That's $90 off. We have extremely low quantities, and once they're gone, they're gone. So order now.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a green fuel tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today, drop a green fuel tab in your tank, and start experiencing the savings.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
Graham, great to have you with me. Thanks so much for being here. I know you have a choice of where you can listen each and every day, and I thank you for keeping it tuned here to Chosen Generation Radio. I'm your host, Pastor Greg, and I'm so excited, as we do each and every Tuesday in this time slot, to bring my very, very dear friend and the Hill Country Patriot Radio programming of the Matt Long Show, Mr. Matt Long himself. Matt, welcome, man. It is so good to have you. Thanks for being here, brother.
Good morning, Pastor Greg. Always happy to be here with you on a Tuesday. I think we're going to have some fun today.
I think that we are, and I'm looking this up. Missionaries killed in 1950s. Oh yeah. Wait till you get a load of this one. Yeah, here we go. Okay, so this is the martyrdom of Steve Saint's dad and Jim Elliott in Ecuador. But here, okay, so before we get to that, here's the question at hand, ladies and gentlemen. The question at hand is this, you know, and I began my show today talking with David Sumrall, who produced the film Bloody Hill. And if you haven't seen it, I really strongly recommend that you watch Bloody Hill. It ties in with the real January 6th that the Epoch Times did and Nick Searcy's Capital Punishment, the movie, all of which give us a real picture and conversation about what really happened on January the 6th. And the question that I ask at the onset of the show, or the statement that I made is Mar-a-Lago, as terrible as that was, is not the first time that a private residence has been, I would suggest, politically and or illegally assaulted by federal agents, Matt. It's just not the first time this has happened.
Tell us previously. When did this happen before? What's the background on this?
Well, sure. I would give you several examples. One of the examples that I would give is Ruby Ridge and the Weaver residents. Mm. And you know, she was shot through a door by a sniper that killed Mr. Weaver's wife. Another instance of this through a closed door. Another incidence of this was Waco, and irrespective of what you may or may not think or believe or know about David Koresh and the Branch Davidian, the bottom line is that was a church camp and a church community that was burned to the ground. Another instance of this would be what happened at the Bundy Ranch when you had the standoff between the Bureau of Land Management and the Bundys. And then I would also point to, and I know it's not a private residence, but when you the purpose of them being there was because another ranch was under assault by government agents. And that was the standoff that happened at the Wilderness Preserve that ultimately led to what I believe was the murder of Lavoie Finicum.
Mm-hmm.
And, by the way, I would also point out that, and I've talked with several of my friends in the black community, this is not something that's unusual within their community as well. Black Americans have suffered under this kind of violence and this kind of intrusion on their private residences for many, many years, especially under the rule of the Democrats in the South.
So how do we get the Department of Justice, the DOJ, or the FBI, or all of them? How do we rein that in? How does that change, Pastor Greg? Because it's obviously they're a lot bigger than you and me. They got bigger guns than we have. They're more. They got night vision goggles. They can listen to our phone calls. How do we take on? How does a citizen take on or stand up to the FBI or the Department of Justice?
You know, this poses a very, very difficult question, because in the past, I think we would have said the way that you make these kinds of changes is at the voter's box, in the voting booth, in the way that you vote. But I would say that Catherine Engelbrecht and True the Vote and Dinesh D'Souza and 2000 Mules and my friend David Shostokas, who testified in Pennsylvania, and now we watch the prosecution that's happening in Pennsylvania of the legislature in Pennsylvania that was demanded to turn over all of their emails and all of their personal communications because they're targeting the second set of electors that were duly and legally, by the way, put into place because there was a question as to whether or not Pennsylvania was going to change predicated on the evidence that had been presented of fraud within their election to suggest that a second set of electors would be sent instead of the ones that actually went, and that second set would be putting forward a vote for Donald Trump instead of Joe Biden. And now that group of electors is now being considered for the possible charges of sedition, which is absolute lunacy. It's ludicrous. So, saying all that, I'm saying that to say that in the past it would have been, well, we just need a change of administration. We need a different set in the Congress and a different set in the Senate, and we need to put in a conservative president and so on. But here's the thing. For the first 2 years of the Trump presidency, we had President Trump in the White House, we had Paul Ryan in the House, and we had Mitch McConnell in the Senate. And guess what? Nothing changed. Okay?
Nothing changed. We
had Rex Tillerson in the State Department running his own game, not running the policies of the president. I know that for a fact because I have a friend of mine who was a presidential appointee into the State Department who, when they found out that he'd been sent there by Trump, was fired and got no support from the supposed liaison between the Trump White House and the State Department. That person stabbed him in the back as well. I know that they had the same... Go ahead.
Well, I was just saying that we've got this situation now where every Republican up in Washington is telling us that they want the House and the Senate back, and if we'll get it back to them, they're going to hold all of these people accountable, and they're just going to everything's going to be new and different and changed. And I almost feel like Charlie Brown. And I know a lot of people use this analogy, but I do really feel like Charlie Brown. Are the Republicans actually going to let us kick the ball when they take over the House and the Senate in Washington this fall? And what are we going to do if they don't?
Well, here's the problem. For 4 years under President Trump, we had FISA warrants that were being sworn out on a document that it was known practically within hours after the first FISA warrant was sworn out was a hoax, was a false document. I'm talking about the Steele dossier. And yet the sitting president of the United States was being spied upon by individuals within the Department of Justice, the FBI, and more than likely run by Obama and Jarrett and George Soros from outside of the White House. So I would suggest that our government right now is a shambles. And so that's why I bring up the five missionaries. Look, I have a several weapons sitting here right here at my desk, lest they should try to kick the door down when they come in. And then God put me in a bit of a quandary last night in reading through Revelation and reading through the book of Ezekiel and thinking about this. And this is a question that Steve Saint posed to his father as he flew and they landed upon the beach. But as he was getting into his plane, his father had a gun with him. And they actually fired rounds into the air. Had a gun with him. And he said, Dad, do you intend to use the gun? Because we know that these people will kill you. This is what they do. They kill strangers. We know they murder foreigners. And his father said, Son, they're not ready. But I am. They're not ready, but I am. I'm a guy who laid down his life for his daughter in a car accident. I'm a guy who will take a bullet. I'm a guy who will fire a shot. And the question that's piercing my conscience this morning is God's eternal view of those that might be coming through the door. Are they ready to meet their master? Or will they be sent to hell? Because I know I'm ready. And I leave you with that, ladies and gentlemen. God bless you.
Defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
I thank and praise God for this bore well that God has enabled us to put in this village with the prayer and support of Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Radio Ministry. And by the prayer and support of the Pastor Greg Young and the Chosen Generation Ministry, we could put the bore well in this village for the community. Before, this community was drinking dirty water, and that was really causing a lot of sickness. But now they are getting pure and fresh water, and all the community is so thankful for Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry and all the supporters. And we pray for all of you that God would bless you and God would use you so that we can put more and more bore wells in a poor and a needy community, those who are really having a problem of the water. God bless you and keep us in your prayer. And this pastor is Pastor Jackie, has been doing the ministry here in this village. And really, this village is really in a big need of a church building. Keep us in prayer. God bless you. On the
pitch.
And this is this bore well we have put, and pure and fresh water is coming. And we are so thankful for all of you. Especially we thank to Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry that help us and support us to put the bore well. Thank you. God bless you.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm here to tell you about my new product from MyPillow. Towels that actually work. Watch this absorbency test. Here's another towel that we randomly went out and bought. Here's one of my towels with a nice design. I don't know if you can see this, but you could line a swimming pool with this. This is crazy. Get rid of it. Towels that actually work.
The new MyPillow towels are exclusively made with 100% USA combed cotton with proprietary technology and with maximum absorbency. They dry you faster and are guaranteed to work.
I'm interrupting this commercial to bring you my BOGO extravaganza. For example, you get one of my Giza Dream bed sheets and you get a second set absolutely free. Or my six-piece towel sets. Buy one set, get another one absolutely free. Or get my classic premium MyPillow and get another one absolutely free. So call the number on your screen or go to MyPillow.com and use your promo code to get my buy one, get one free offers and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, certified natural health practitioner. I want to introduce you to a product that I think will interest everyone, a product called Natural Sleep, available at cgrwellness.com. I've been seeing clients in the alternative health industry for over 40 years. One common problem seems to stand out. People just can't sleep. Maybe it's too much stress. Maybe they've gotten older. Whatever the reason, we have a solution you need to get a great night's sleep. You can find it at cgrwellness.com. Natural Sleep uses a combination of vitamin, minerals, and some very healthy calming herbals to support relaxation and calmness before sleep. It's a fast-acting liquid formula that tastes great with no negative side effects or hangover effects in the morning. And it's non-habit forming. The product's available in a 16-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout, and get $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code Chosen Gen Radio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Negro products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Look, I am for marriage between a man and a woman. I am for life from conception. I am for following the Bible, and I believe that our founders started this nation on biblical principles. I am in support of our military and believe that America should play a role in world security. I believe our Constitution was intended for a moral people and that the Bible contains the only true moral code. I believe we are all born sinners and that God in His grace and mercy sent His Son Jesus Christ to die for our sins, and that if we will confess our sins, He is just and righteous to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. I believe salvation is not just accomplished in a little prayer, but that it is found in how that transformation is lived out. Jesus is to be the Lord of our lives, and we should follow biblical precepts. This is not legalism or works, but a life lived out in love and honor towards the one who died for my sins. Faith without works is dead and is no faith at all. I believe that we will fall and that we need to have a repentant heart, and that God will ultimately bring us into perfect action.
through Jesus Christ, spirit man perfected and soulish man in progress. I believe that we are not to live in guilt and shame when we fall, but we repent and get up and move closer to Jesus. I believe that if our nation will repent and turn from wickedness, that God will heal our land. I believe that as a Christian, I must occupy till He comes, and that to call evil wicked and to warn about those evil acts is a part of the mandate of Christianity. That to love also means to be willing to take the risk necessary to confront a friend with the truth in hopes that their heart will be turned, because their life matters, even if it means, in that moment, they will possibly hate me. It means that I must risk scorn to stand for truth, and that I can never sit silently by while evil attempts to conquer the world. God is my everything, and Jesus is the love of my life. That does not make me weak, but strong, not silent, but bold, and not fearful, but courageous. Therefore, if you are my friend, while we may not fully agree, know that I share what I share because I care. If you strongly disagree with these beliefs, they are not debatable for me, and you can, if you choose, unfriend me. I do not say this in anger, but in love. I wish for you eyes to see and ears to hear that Jesus Christ is the only way to salvation, and that God, not man, gets to decide what is truth, life, and the way. God bless you.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
You know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. Before I get into what I'm going to share with you, I want to remind you about these products here and encourage you to get healthy. Go to CGRWellness.com, register first. CGRWellness.com, register first. After you have registered, then go back and place your order. And I encourage you that you get Vibe as one of the first things that you get. And then, in addition to that, and Resvante, Resveratrol is the thing that everybody's talking about, the anti-aging piece of red wine that is so incredibly healthy for your cardiovascular system, for your veins, for your blood, for your health. And then, if you're looking for an energy kick, a natural energy kick, Ultra Shot. Natural energy, Ultra Shot. I take all three of these every day. Matter of fact, I just took some while I had Ward Connerly on with me. And again, I just encourage you to get them. Go up here to CGRWellness.com. Free registration, CGRWellness.com. Get a free registration. Then use the code. Then after you've registered, don't click order. That'll put you in the wrong spot and you won't get the discount. After you have placed your order, after you have registered, then come back, and if you need to, put CGRWellness.com in again, and it should have you already logged in. And then what you'll do is you'll use Chosen Gen Radio for your discount, and you'll get a $20 discount on your order over $50, and you can get these three products. I bumped it. Encourage you to do that. Okay. All right. Let me get into this message. You can also make just a straight donation right here. Cash App, $, Pastor Greg, CGR, or Venmo at Chosen-Generation-Radio. Or right down here, greenfueltabs.shop. Save money on your gas, or right here, free activation, patriotmobile.com/chosen, or click on it at our website, chosengenerationradio.com. Click on that banner over there. It will be to the left of the screen as you're watching me right now on chosengenerationradio.com. You can watch us live, and you can also pick up the podcast there by going to the listen page, and the podcast will be up each and every day at the about 2 hours or so after the close of the program. All right, going to leave this with you. Ephesians 4:17. This I say, therefore, and testify in the Lord, that ye henceforth walk not as other Gentiles walk, in the vanity of their mind, having the understanding darkened, being alienated from the life of God through the ignorance that is in them, because of the blindness of their heart, who, being past feeling, have given themselves over unto lasciviousness, to work all uncleanness with greediness. But ye have not so learned Christ, if so be that ye have heard him, and have been taught by him, as the truth is in Jesus, that you put off concerning the former conversation the old man, which is corrupt according to the deceitful lusts, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind, and that you put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. Wherefore, putting away lying, speak every man truth with his neighbor, for we are members one for another. Be ye angry and sin not. Let not the sun go down upon your wrath, neither give place to the devil. Let him that stole steal no more, but rather let him labor, working with his hands the thing which is good, that he may have to give to him that needeth. Let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good to the use of edifying, that it may minister grace unto the hearers. And grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby ye are sealed unto the day of redemption. Let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice. And be ye kind to one another, tender hearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake hath forgiven you. I mentioned as I closed that last segment about the five men who were in Ecuador. Nate Saint, Jim Elliott, Ed McCulley, Roger Yudarian, and Pete Fleming. The families of each one continuing on those legacies, in particular Nate Saint's son, Steve Saint, who founded ITEC, I-T-E-C. I've spoken with Steve. I've interviewed Steve. It's amazing, amazing family, amazing people. We are in a challenging time and a challenging situation. I am not suggesting that you should not defend your home and your family. I am also not suggesting that there's not going to be a potential place, because the United States of America is an incredibly unique situation. For the glory of God and the advancement of the Christian faith, that's the reason the pilgrims came to our shores. For the glory of God and the advancement of the Christian faith, and for the advancement of the gospel of Jesus Christ, our nation has a mandate to advance the gospel of Jesus Christ, and we're not doing it. And the people that are in charge right now have no interest in doing it. And that is a major, major problem. And because of that, America has become ruled by Babylon and Babylonians. And that is a major problem. And so therefore, at some point, we have to decide, how do we rise up and change that? And it's got to begin in the realm of the war in the spirit. It has to begin there. We'll be talking more about that as we continue in this week. God bless you and God bless America.
At the end of the day, when I stand before my God, I do not want him to ask me, what did you do with the world that I sent my son to die for and redeem? How did you fight the good fight to share the good news and keep evil in check? How did you shine your light and be a beacon of truth in the darkness? Did you shrink back in fear when they demanded you change my message? Did you call evil good and good evil? Did you forsake my love for that of another, lying with the adulterer and setting up a new idol in your life? Have you defiled yourself through compromise and tolerance of that which I call an abomination? Have you innocent blood on your hands for the children murdered on your watch and the young ones perverted in their way by evil men, seeking their own comfort and reviling me? No. At the end of the day, I want him to simply say, the evidence is in. Well done, thou good and faithful servant. I love my God, and I love his creation. And I will go to my grave telling the world that evil is evil, and only God is good. And Jesus came to save the world. That no matter the evil in the world, I will never give up, and in spite of the hate, I will love in truth. God bless you all, and may love remove the veil, so you all might enter into his rest.